From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. Since the runaway success of her 1990 debut album Circle of One with the hit single Get Here, Aaliyah Adams has inspired fans from the U.S. to Europe and everywhere else for that matter with songs drawn from her roots in gospel, soul, R&B, urban, and pop music. A reviewer recently said that if the music makes you swoon, the lyrics make you cry, and if the voice is so rich it makes you wave your hands, close your eyes, and shake your head, it is Aaliyah Adams.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can.
We are pleased to have her in studio today with us in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
You have a sound that is so distinctly you. There are very few singers these days when music and these groups, you know, sound so much alike. I can't tell NSYNC from whoever. You know, they all sound the same to me. Mm-hmm. All the guy groups, all the girl groups, even individuals are so produced in studios, it's hard to know who's who.
That's right.
Your sound is so distinct. Why is that?
It's funny. I have people run up to me on the street, and when I'm speaking, they'll say, "Oh, you talk just like you sing," and that's an awful lot of it. There's this quality of in my voice that carries on to the music level, and I guess I can be grateful for that. I think I was telling you earlier that it took me years and years to get used to that. I didn't like the sound of my voice on tape, and in fact, when I was first started recording and doing demos and such, if you played back a tape with my voice on it, I would leave the room. I hated it that much.
How could Aaliyah Adams not like the sound of Aaliyah Adams?
I just didn't like it. And you know, the first time that I started liking it was when I was picked up by Tears for Fears. And when they recorded me, they knew how to get the best quality out of my voice. And it wasn't until then that I enjoyed listening to it.
Tell me the story. And for those who are listening who don't know the Aaliyah Adams story, and everyone has that story where somebody discovered them. And I know it all too well. As I told you before, I've been to Kansas City stalking you, trying to find you in this club where Tears for Fears discovered you. But tell me the story of how you came to the national consciousness.
After many, many years of playing clubs around America in 1985, Tears for Fears were on their Songs in the Big Chair tour around the world, and they came through Kansas City, and after enjoying a successful concert that night, they went back to their hotel room, and they showered and changed at the Hyatt Hotel, and they went down to the bar for a drink. They didn't know that they would have to pay to get in. Standing outside with tuxedos on were men who told them they had to pay a cover charge, and they came inside, and they sat, and they listened to a trio, a lady playing a piano, a bassist and a drummer. And there I was singing, like as if it was my last gig, because, of course, a new GM, general manager, had come into the hotel, and I knew my days were numbered. And I did not meet them on that night. And I remember that the drummer said, "Aaliyah, I think that Tears for Fears is here." And I said, "You know, what are they going to do for me? It's a British pop rock group." And I wanted to go home before someone spoiled my wonderful evening. I just wanted to just leave. I felt really good. 2 years later, they called the hotel back and hunted me down. And they called my unlisted number and talked to me. And, of course, you know, by then I was trying to make sure they weren't playing a trick on me with the accent and the whole thing. And I enjoyed talking to Roland, and he said he talked about that evening where he had listened to me sing songs like "Everything Must Change." I sing that when I know I'm about to be fired. I've closed a lot of hotels.
That would be an appropriate song, wouldn't it?
I've closed a lot of record companies. I've closed a lot of places.
"Everything Must Change." How appropriate.
And so he invited me to be a part of the Seeds of Love album, and it was just such a joy. Things happened after that.
Everything must change. nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same.
There are a number of persons who come to mind rather immediately, Alita, who one could, I think, make the argument that on some level, at least, you know, that's debatable, but on some level, that music today is getting back to spreading messages of hope and inspiration, mm-hmm. and even stories of love. Mm-hmm. I think of India Arie.
Yes.
I think of Jill Scott. I think of Alicia Keys. I wonder whether or not you think music is headed back in the right direction with a new generation of young singers who are playing instruments and singing songs, that are telling stories in a way we haven't seen for the last decade or so, at least.
The pendulum always swings.
Right.
And with a more permissive society, we're going to have a continued diversity of individuals who are recording music. For every person who decides they want to do what they can to build up, there's going to be another group that's going to decide it is their job to give the opposite point of view. That's because that's the society that we live in. And also there is this feeling that they need the shock value in order to get attention.
Right.
So there will always be those who will come out and do more melodies, and those who will feel that all they have to do is simply play one note for an entire album and that ought to sell.
Yeah. So many of us get goosebumps when we hear this rich, melodic, wholesome sound that you put forth. Anybody give you goosebumps when you hear them sing?
Mm, Donnie Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be careful when I put that record on. I mean, all of his music. Yes,
yeah.
I have to be careful when I listen to it because it'll get me down for the rest of the week, you know. or I don't want to listen to anything else. You know, I have to be. Music affects me greatly. I enjoy. Obviously, I'm from that era that I love Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway,
right.
And I love Aretha. I'll reach back and get old Aretha stuff, you know, and. It's not just because that's what we discovered first, like, mm-hmm. you know, your first love, your first girlfriend, your first boyfriend.
Right.
But it's because maybe there was something that reminded you of that time. You know, when you play the greatest hits of a particular era, Smokey Robinson or The Temptations or whatever, when we listen to those, when we listen to Still Water Runs Deep, you know, I instantly go to the summertime when I was a kid.
Takes you back, huh?
It takes me all the way back, and how my heart was just hurt because I didn't have a boyfriend and everybody else and everybody else was coupling off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going to the park and, you know, and all I heard was Mama say, girl, you better get your behind in this house.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. But I can still feel those days, and that's what I'm hoping that my music will do for people, is that they, when they hear Get Here or any of the others, including the new music like All the Love, I hope when they hear All the Love that it will be connected to such a wonderful experience and it'll bring them a lot of joy. As they say, some of them will say, oh, yeah, we have this child because my husband brought me this record, Get Here, and we fell in love on that night, and, you know, here we are, we got married, and now
well,
we have
this baby. I think you can take credit already for a few babies.
I know.
with the stuff you put out.
Nothing to lose, that's worth the keeping, counting on you, I stand again. You've held the key to my the price, and I won't complain. It's about time that I surrendered.
What else is out there for you, Alita Adams, to do that you haven't done yet?
I really would like to have a success with this record, All the Love, which would then open the doors to the future.
Right.
I feel that this is a very important record. I would like to, however, get on Broadway and do some Broadway shows. I'd love to do a jazz record.
You want to be in a musical?
Yes.
Or you want to write a musical?
I want to be in a musical. I hope that I could write, though I'm not prolific. And I'm very, very picky. And I think they need someone who can just, you know, pop them out really fast.
With a voice like yours, I can't imagine why being in a musical would be a challenge at all. But I'm looking forward to that.
I'd love to do this.
Bolita Adams, I have missed you. I am so glad you're back. Thanks for stopping by to see me, and you are welcome here anytime.
Thank you.